Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
French ball falls upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show. Guess who they are? Manscaped. So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for the sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cupping season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. So, it's getting chilly outside, so it's time for flannels and cozy socks, but we can't forget to trim your balls, okay? You've heard of them. I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know this is one of our favorite sponsors, but it's time for them to join the ones that haven't. It's time for them to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all, the Performance Package 4.0. It's all you need. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus, the lawnmower, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and a built-in 4,000K LED spotlight to help you see your parts of your body you haven't looked at in years. So once you've cleared the driveway, the Performance Package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Reserver Ball Deodorant, I know Joe uses that and probably has to sleep with his wife.
Damn
and the
right.
Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, one to prevent stink and one to clear it up. And with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls, and the smell of the season. So the Performance Package 4.0 caps off with two free gifts. Now, I'm not lying. The Manscaped boxers are the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. I mean, Cody, how many pairs you got? I've got like four pairs of these.
A lot. Wear them all the time. No, yeah. I got like 10.
Yeah. Yeah, the Shed Travel Bag. And it's a pretty cool bag to travel with. Perfect size. Got to put all the things in there. And that's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. It's a great deal with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
The great thing about this, even though they say it's for your nether regions, you can use it on your arms, your legs, your chest, under your arms, your head. Obviously, use a different one. And, you know, it comes with all sorts of deodorants and crop preservers. Joe used to suffer from swamp ass until he started to use the crop preserver. And
Light
now
saver.
He smells halfway decent.
Yeah.
This is a must-have. So check it out. All three of us use it. All three of us swear by it. Stay groomed. Go to manscaped.com. Boom.
Let's get right into it. Everybody's been waiting patiently for this. The first one I'm going to read is from Ryan Torek. The subject is Disco Con. Greetings, K100 crew. My name is Ryan. I'm a listener to your show through YouTube clips. My wrestling fandom began with WCW and seeing Kevin Nash yard dart Rey Mysterio into a production truck. Still one of the most iconic moments in professional wrestling, I think, because it was so well done. Because it could look for it was so that scene, the production of that scene was very realistic.
Plus,
Rey took a great bump, you know. Like, yeah.
Plus, not only that, what made it more realistic is there was something happening in society, which like gang violence, aggressiveness. You had the fucking what was that song? Tearing shit up. What was that? Right. Who sang that song? Remember? I want to fuck shit up. I want to tear shit up.
Like the
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit, break stuff. Right. Yeah.
Break stuff.
Remember, like Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, and then you had gangster rap. So you had this whole underlying type of, you know, rebelliousness, grunge music. You know what I'm saying? And these guys are coming in looking like a bunch of fucking thugs who just invaded this TV production. You know what I'm saying? Throwing motherfuckers.
Really, baseball bats.
And two big stars from the other country.
Right.
Before kayfabe was really big. Yeah.
And the dirt sheets weren't really gaining traction. Like, they weren't a thing.
Right.
You know, and like this day and age with the
dirt sheets, you had to be a super nerd.
Yeah, there's a very small percentage of smart fans knew what was going on. The rest of the fans are watching TV going, what the F is going on?
What the fuck is this? Right.
People actually called the police.
I remember that.
So, you know, that might be one of the most well-produced, like 6 to 8 weeks of TV in the history of professional wrestling. Because I had people wondering, what's going on here, you know?
Okay, and you know can I just say one more thing? Yeah. Another part of that great angle that I always loved, because I was a couple feet away when it happened, and I didn't know it was going to happen. And I remember turning to Rey and go, bro, this place is fucking cool. Remember when fucking Scott Hall and Nash, I think they showed up for the very first time together, and one of them punched Eric in the stomach and power bombed him through the floor?
Yeah.
How great was that?
All right. So otherwise, the cruiserweights are my favorite. I'm going to continue the email. The cruiserweights are my favorite, and I have fond memories of both Conan and Disco. You guys are both wrestling legends to me. Being legends, can't believe all the disrespect Disco gets. It's crazy that Tony Khan called Disco an irrelevant parasite on Twitter. Disco calls for more interesting stories and characters and taking less crazy risks in the ring. If anything, Disco is offering sound advice to younger talent. Markedly, not a parasite. So my question, do younger wrestlers reach out to Disco and offer support in private? I hope a lot of young talent don't share the out-of-touch views as Mr. Khan. Thanks for the great shows and have a good one. Conan, did you go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Conan, I know you're off the grid when you're working and stuff, but did you have any knowledge of this interaction between Disco and Tony Khan as of yet?
Where did I saw it somewhere. Where he called you with that irrelevant parasite.
I want to put everything.
No, but I think you took a shot at him first, right? Like you said, maybe he said something like.
Let me tell you exactly what happened.
I'm going to show you right in a row.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. So I'm visiting my mom, right?
Right.
And I'm and when I come visit my mom, I usually just stay here on I just stay at my house, and it was Saturday night, so the UFC was on, Collision was on, there was a football game on, so I'm like. On the computer in the recliner with the television on and stuff and I was going over FanDuel stats and stuff and things, because I'm filling out my FanDuel line Sunday afternoon. So I'm like just on the computer, right? And I'm going back and forth and I'm watching Collision, a little bit Collision. I'm watching I'm just surfing. I got the UFC everything, right? And then I'm on Twitter and I'm watching Collision, like they have one of these freaking blue league matches, like Eddie and Claudio are wrestling each other, whatever. So and it's just going on forever. The match is going on forever, right? And I'm just like, whatever. So I turn it off. So Tony later had tweeted, AEW fans, how are you feeling? # AEW Collision on at TNT Drama. And I tweeted, the show needs a reset. Okay. But that's the way I feel. Like that, this show has been kind of stuck in the mud for the ratings haven't gone up in months. They're doing tournaments. There's a lot of guys Wardlow and stuff. They're still we do the reviews on the show, right? And I tell the stuff that we like and don't like. And the funny thing about this is that all these fans think I'm this hater and stuff and thing. When at the end of AEW, we literally say, hey, go out of your way and watch this. You'll say that. I'll say, this is the stuff I liked. This is the stuff I didn't like. And there's always, every single week, there's at least some stuff I like. Nobody wants to talk about it because let's listen to our review, right? So then Tony tweets, you know, and this was like instantly, because I didn't really notice it, but I went back like a couple minutes, I saw like all of a sudden my notifications are blowing up. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? So then Tony tweets that. This is the funniest thing about this, though. So he tweets, the belief that you're an irrelevant parasite unites the entire pro wrestling community, that he has to put hashtag AW collision. Like, I mean, that's like a funny little thing to put in a tweet like that, right? Hashtag collision, right? So of course, you know, then earlier in the day, it was making the rounds. Tony did a video in I guess his media thing, where he was talking about how AEW is constantly under attack. Did you hear this, Conan?
I didn't hear it. I saw a little transcript. Like I saw the headline.
It's under attack. So it's like, here's the guy, like, you know, it's like he's playing the victim role. You know, we're under, you know, and I'm like,
can I say something to that real quick?
I'm 56 years old. You're sick. How old are you, Conan? 59? Right.
But listen. Just okay. Listen.
Go ahead.
Bro, here's the thing. Do you know how much shit I get in AAA? A lot.
Right.
The CMLL guys get a lot of shit. WWE gets a lot of shit. Bro, you're in the wrestling business. You know, the people are hypersensitive, hypercritical, hyper smart asses, and you're going to get heat, bro. That's all there is to it. It ain't like you're the only one.
Right.
I get a lot of shit too.
But the funniest thing is here.
Do you want to hear Tony's quote?
Yeah, let's hear the quote.
Okay. So he said, for AEW, and I think Ring of Honor, because it falls under my ownership, to be AEW is to be under constant attack. You do a great show and the next day somebody's saying something negative. You do five great shows in a row, somebody's saying something negative. You break the ticket record for the most tickets ever sold for any wrestling show in the history of the world, and somebody has something bad to say about it. He says, it's worth the fight, and I love the fight. I'm never going to stop fighting no matter what happens. No matter how things change, it's worth it. It's the fight Jim Crockett fought and Vern Gagne and Ted Turner and so many other people that have tried.
Right. Okay, so let me say one thing. A lot of those guys were in business a lot longer than you before they went out of business. So let's just see how long you stay in business. But, and I'm not hoping no ill will. But, bro, how about all the people that put over your show? They don't count. Why don't you put them over? You're just worried about the negative shit. That's what I always tell them. I go, fuck the haters. Fuck the guys who never been in the ring, who will never be in the ring, who are really, you know, cool at talking shit behind the keyboard. They're not in there traveling the roads. They're not. How about all the people that are going out there and chanting your name? So just worry about the people that fucking are supporting you and listen to people that are giving you constructive criticism. You should be able to differentiate by now and listen to what the fuck they're saying.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy!
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
So guess what, Cody?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed again. So Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations, which the gas station stuff is garbage. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it works like alcohol, but with no hangover. You get to take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water or soda, whatever you want. You got flavors like cherry and grape, and both are delicious either way. So if you go to getblitz.com, that's getblitze.com, and use the code K100, you get 50% off. Now, I've tried this, and it comes perfect as advertised. Nice little comfortable buzz, quick onset, you know, you don't need a lot of it, and it tastes delicious. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitz.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitze.com. Awesome product.
Okay, real quick, because we try everything on this show. Did you try it yet, Joe?
Well, I tried it before they were a sponsor, but the ones that Mickey just sent me, I tried this week, two nights. I used a little, I actually just
what
filled
flavor?
Up cherry, and I actually just filled up the cap, and I put it in with like Coke or cherry Coke, and it tastes good. There's nothing medicine-y about it or whatever. It tastes good. I had a nice little buzz after 10 minutes, and then I slept really well. So, I mean, no complaints
okay.
at all.
So let me tell you what my experience was. When I did mine, and I did a tablespoon, put another tablespoon. I actually had the first one with orange juice and the second one with some vodka. The second one, bro, kicked in really nice. What I liked about it, it wasn't a hard buzz. And, you know, so the nice little buzz, which you can keep kicking in by using more. Very, very, very nice. Highly recommended.
So that's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com. getblitze.com.
Yo, get blitzed at getblitzed.com. Boom.
Dude, I was a fan from like 11 and 12 years old, okay? And I was inspired by professional wrestling so much. And some of the guys that I grew up watching, Flair, you know, Piper, Macho, and stuff, Dusty. I literally went and tried out, did the work, trained, took the bumps to try to make a living in this business. Okay, I paid my dues, right? I got up and down the roads. I've been in the ring, and I wrestled during a period of time when wrestling was the hottest it's ever been.
In a very, very, very competitive place and time where it isn't up to him if he was going to be on TV. There were guys that had experience in the business that said, should we use Disco? Should we use this guy? Should he bring Disco back? Is he entertaining? Is he not entertaining? Obviously, he was entertaining enough to hold on to a job for 3 or 4 years or however the fuck you were there.
And get a lot of TV time.
And get a lot of TV time. And you were over, which not everybody was. And as Joe has brought up on the show multitude of times, you know, you were like one of the highest rated guys, or what was it?
During the period of the highest ratings, I was the highest rated guy.
His quarter hours.
During that window of like 1998. Like,
but bro, those are just the echo chamber, you know, so-called experts that don't know any better, and they want to pile up and let's all pile up on Disco because that's a cool thing to do because he's trying to be relevant. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's an old man, and he was never anybody. If somebody was never anybody, it's you guys.
Well, and let me make a point. You know, like anybody in the business should be offended. That, you know, I mean, maybe the AEW guys, are, you know, because Sammy Guevara tweeted, you know, when Tony tweeted that, like, if capital letters, facts, you know, they're like, hey, dude, I paid my dues. You bought your way into this business. And you're going to call me an irrelevant parasite when I did, like, you know, way more to make a name for myself in this business than just putting up a bunch of money and buying a company.
Okay, but let me tell you what.
Well, let me just finish. It's very offensive that, you know, if this was Vince McMahon or Hunter or so, you know, it would bother me more because I would take it more personally. But a guy like this is like, dude, your tweet literally looks like any fan tweet that people just come at me and hate on me and stuff. Like, you look like just all the fans, and you're the head of a company. It's like, dude, this is not behavior becoming of the head of a wrestling company. So the funniest thing about this is that I called Madden, like, you know, and I told him, like, he hadn't seen this, like, this was Sunday morning. He goes, you see that? He goes, you have any hot news? I go, yeah, I do have hot news. You can see the Twitter thing. And I read him that tweet. And Madden just summed it up. This is like the short version of just like, if you could sum this up as easily as this. So you know what Madden's comment was? He's like, well, no. United the wrestling community. That's more than Tony Khan could ever say he ever did. So I just tweeted this. If I'm irrelevant, how do I unite the wrestling community? If the wrestling community is united by someone who is irrelevant, what does that say about the wrestling community? Love to hear the answers. Dude, you're trying to tell me I'm irrelevant is a slur, but everybody and their mother is attacking me, commenting. I'm obviously not irrelevant. If I'm irrelevant, why are all of you in the wrestling community spending so much time collectively gathering this mob to tell me I'm irrelevant? That's like the stupidest thing. Like, it's like I'm obviously relevant if you guys are all it's hysterical, you know?
Yeah. I think that he's probably, you know, because you just told me, you told me how you came to the decision to write that, right?
Right.
And Tony's probably, did you do this during the show or after?
I was watching. Well, the thing was, I don't know if I was watching in real – I was watching real time, but I fast-forward to go backwards and stuff. You know, I don't know.
All right. Exactly what, yeah. So, you know
– it was after the show, I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So he's probably right fresh off the show with adrenaline, and he's like, you know, I put out this thing, and Disco shot right at me even though I hadn't talked to him directly. So now I'm going to get him back, and he's getting over – with the red meat with his base, because right, they all exactly. hate you. Just like when Trump, remember when Trump goes, he says he's going to be a dictator. And, and he's like, only on day one, right?
Right.
He knew two things were going to happen. His base was going to pop, right? And he was going to trigger the snowflakes.
Right.
And he did both.
Exactly.
So to him, it's like, I'll fucking pop my base, you know what I'm saying? And I'll fuck with Disco.
Exactly, but I don't know if he realized that I have thick skin.
No,
you know,
he doesn't
know because he's young. So, but the funniest thing is, like, he talks about he's constantly under attack, and he knew what he was doing. Now I'm under attack from all this different tweeting at me, calling me irrelevant. You were a jobber, just like all the typical things that all the marks.
Yeah, all the lazy shit.
That didn't watch the shows back then.
Right. These are people heard about you. Yeah, Disco's a dick. Disco's a dick. And once the narrative is loud enough, it becomes facts.
Right. And then the funniest thing is, like, you know, I'm not – I would like to be relevant, you know, because I literally – the only reason I'm doing this is because Conan asked me to do that. I wouldn't be doing a podcast probably. I still might be doing a podcast with Russo where we're behind a paywall. But I had a chance to do this with Conan, and Conan's like one of my longtime best friends in the business, and it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Bro, like in my job and in my, like, people I know in Vegas and everything, nobody knows about this. Like, nobody is following the wrestling and stuff. Like they don't know that this wrestling community can't stand. Like, no, this is like the only time this is news is when I'm on Twitter and like I do the show with you. But like I have another life, and I turn down wrestling bookings all the time. I don't retired. I just like doing this, you know. And it's like I step into the wrestling bubble, and it's like the bubble of the.
But I love it.
Like, people are vicious.
Let me tell you why I love it. Because whether it's Surly Dave or Cornette or Eric Bischoff or Madden or you, I love when the boys go off on the fans, because the fans think they fucking know it all. They're a bunch of smartasses, and I love when we put them in their fucking place. And since you're the provocateur and you like to fuck with them, I love every second of it.
Right, and plus two. And they kind of like get a jolly out of like tweeting at me and calling me names, right?
And I'm
like,
and then then tagging other people and having them jump on too, because they can't do it alone.
Yeah. But I would just love to see – these are the same people – that if they saw me in person, would probably want to take a picture with me and have an autograph.
Right, and not say anything.
Right. It's like, you know, so it's like, bro, it's like, is it Twitter? Like, I wouldn't, like, would Tony Khan, if I met him and then was face-to-face with him, would he call me an irrelevant parasite to my face?
I actually think you guys would probably get along.
We probably would, because
let me tell you, when people say, oh, well, you keep saying Tony's cool. Okay, I don't mean cool like The Rock. You know, or maybe how probably cool. What's this guy that was named Angelina Jolie?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. You know, I don't mean like that. But if you sat down with him and you start talking like the stuff I like, you know, movies,
sports,
music, wrestling, sports.
Right.
Bro, he's cool as fuck.
Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The Legacy Test Stack, of course. Oh, so yeah. Listen to this customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now, and I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%. It's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later, and now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use, but when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality, so you have a loyal customer for life, unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So get your baby maker and go to LegacySubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySubs.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, and we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out what? He lost 70, 80 pounds down from, yeah, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
And, you know, maybe a year from now, if it's like whatever pass we go, I'll be playing right. Him heads up in FanDuel every week. Because he's probably a fantasy football player like that guy. So, yeah. But
you know, he's in a very tough position. People are criticizing him. His ratings aren't what it used to be. He lost some stars. He's taking a lot of heat. He's taking a lot of shit. Probably doesn't know how to handle it. Who knows what his dad tells him, or who knows what he's going through, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't try to fuck with Tony too much, because he's probably got, I'm in a similar position, not the same because I'm not an owner, but I know all the shit I take and I have to ignore everybody because I don't.
This is, yeah. And I've never personally, and so, I, you know, two times I can probably, if I want to say like, I've never really insulted people or called them names, except for a couple times with Eddie Kingston. With talking about, you need to get in shape. And when I called the Evil Uno, I said he was fat. You know, like, because he's on TV and he's built. And I'm like, you know, just for me personally,
he was overweight.
It was harsh. It was harsh. Like, people look at those comments that I said, and they're like, oh, you're a horrible. I'm like, dude, you know, I'm just trying to tell these cats to get in shape, which is right. It's not bad advice. You know, like to wrestling. But the thing is,
I wouldn't even listen to them, bro, because right. You're just you're giving him good advice. Lose right. weight, you look better.
And it is good advice.
What are they doing with him now?
And I want to tell people, like, you know, I see what Tony does. You know, he works for a football team, professional football team. He works for professional soccer team. I watch football. I watch the soccer games. And bro, you're writing three shows, and I've written shows, and I'm like, and me and anybody in the business has done this before will tell you, dude, you need help. That's the major criticism. That's it. Your ratings are kind of stagnated. You need help writing these wrestling shows, because that's a very difficult job to do, to write one and maintain good ratings. And you're trying to do three.
At the same time, yeah, you're trying to handle talent, and you're handling Gorilla, yeah, and you're fucking signing contracts, and you're fucking doing TV deals, and you're, bro, come on. Let me tell you, I had so much work at one time that I ended up in the hospital for fatigue, and right, he'll end up in the hospital with fatigue.
Yeah, he might. You're absolutely, yeah, the stress, because obviously the stress is getting to him. Yeah. When you see situations like this, he's tweeting a guy like me, calling me, but you know,
yeah. Why even give you the time of day?
Right. Exactly. You know, so right, whatever, but I have no ill will. I just think he's just in this wrestling community, and it's just, it's not.
Yeah, he's deep inside the bubble, bro. He's an owner.
And it's not becoming of a guy like that stature in the bubble to be tweeting just like all the fans do. You know, like you're tweet, you know.
Yeah. He's probably right, tired of hearing shit. Right. And he said, fuck Disco. He came right, right, at me. Right.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna. Yeah, and he's been pissed at you for like 3 years anyway, or whatever. You
yeah,
know,
right. So. Right. for reasons that, you know, that if we sat down and talked, he'd probably realize that he shouldn't be. So
right. Okay. But enough people are in his ear to, and he reads enough headlines, which probably not even reading the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah, I don't think you have a fan in Sammy Guevara at DI, because right under Tony's tweet,
yeah, it's facts.
Sammy going facts.
Yeah, with Kevin.
Well, he works for him. What do you want him to say?
Well,
right
yeah,
on
yeah, yeah.
Disco?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Hey, get back
and
off.
Of course, all the, and this is the funniest thing, too. You would think that the wrestling journalists would be looking at the guy at this thing and being like, why on earth is he doing this? You know, like this exact. Instead, they're like liking it, retweeting. Well, all these guys are, these are all marks that have never done what we did, trained in the business, you know, gone the miles, have taken the bumps and stuff for things. So it's like, you know, whatever. It's kind of just, it's very disrespectful. You know,
some of them are more respectful than others, but at the end of the day, they're all fanboys.
Exactly.
We'll get some takes on it, DI, coming up, because I heard Busted Open discussed it today. I don't have my hands on it yet, but I will. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Cornette does a segment on it.
Right.
And then Eric, of course, who we'll have this week as well. So
it's
good timing.
Yeah, good timing, right? Too. And plus two, I didn't listen to the clip, but Eric goes in on Business of the Business is an hour and a half on WWE and Warner Brothers Discovery. I want to get in. It sounds like obviously he probably knows a lot about the situation. So
Doc was going up today.
Right.